Hello, Layers.
Hello. Hi.
So we're going to give a background of how we came up with the podcast. So who wants to start? How did we get started?
I think you should start, Kim.
Yeah.
It's your idea.
Okay. So we were having dinner. Mm-hmm. You guys came over for dinner, mm-hmm. and I was trying to get to know Erica, mm-hmm. because Erica was the only one in a group that I have not met yet. So, just to give a background, I met Karen first. Karen's my buddy, even though I be getting on her sometimes. But, mm-hmm. So me and Karen was connected, and then I was getting to know Kaisha, mm-hmm. and so we were talking, doing our thing, but I did not know Erica. So mm-hmm. I was like, let me get to know Erica. And I just wanted to have dinner with just the four of us. So mm-hmm. we can just be ourselves, pull you into how we have conversations, because we talk about everything. Mm-hmm. And it's a safe space. So that's what we was doing. Mm-hmm. And we were having a conversation at the table. We were just sitting on the couch chilling, having a conversation. And we were like, oh, we should do a podcast. We should mm-hmm. do a podcast. And then we ran with it. So we scheduled a Zoom meeting for the four of us let's talk about the podcast. And then, Kaisha, I'll let you pick it up from there, because then you took off with it.
Yeah, so we were on the Zoom call. We started to come up with names, and the name Layers to Love came from the four of us. We're different. It's different layers to us. All of us. When we describe each other, we all describe each other differently. But you still have to love every part of us. And so we hope that people who are listening can relate in some fashion. I'm pretty sure there's many layers to people out there. Yeah, that's how we came up with the name Layers to Love.
Then we had another concept with colors. Talk about the colors, Erica.
Yeah, because all of our favorite colors, we kind of listed all of our favorite colors, and they were all like in the green family, mm-hmm. mine's being turquoise. Everyone was just kind of in the green family as their favorite color, so that worked out.
So in the Zoom meeting that we had that night, we were amped up, and Erica, you were first to order your mic, right?
Yeah, I ordered it that night.
You ordered your mic.
Sure did.
Yeah, you better giggle, because you know I'm going in. She's hiding her face. So Erica ordered the mic. Then Kai ordered her mic. And you ordered your mic the next day?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Okay. All right. And then I ordered my mic. I think I ordered my mic Monday. You ordered yours Sunday. Mm-hmm. Erica orders her Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then if you don't mind, to set the record straight and set the tone for the audience, Karen, when you ordered your mic?
The day before.
AKA many years later.
The day before, and it showed up that day that we were going to start.
We got this
group, right on time.
We got this group text going in, and we're like, Karen, did you order your mic? Did you order your mic?
No.
She's like SpongeBob, 3 hours later. Right. Waiting to respond. And the shit didn't order her mic.
But it fell in place. Yeah.
It came so just in time.
What was your excuse?
I forgot.
And to justify you forgetting, because you had Prime, that's what you gave us? You're like, oh, I got Prime.
It'll be here tomorrow. And it was.
That's why I'm giving you grace on that.
I'm the oldest one here. So, my plate is full. That plate in here. Yeah. Smoke is around and going all through it. Yeah. Right.
And I am the second oldest.
Next in line.
And I'm the youngest.
Oh.
So, the dynamics to this, Karen and Kaisha are mother-daughter combo. Erica is the,
that's my daughter, too.
She's the bonus daughter.
The bonus daughter.
She is the sister-in-law to Kai, mm-hmm. and then I am the. I'm trying to get in the crew. I'm trying to get adopted. I'm trying to get on Karen's Prime account.
I'm up there.
She be using it as much. I know they be thinking to themselves, this chick is always ordering something and returning it.
But it's not
keep
you.
Keep it confidential. Okay.
So then we we went into a little bit of research of why we wanted to do the podcast, just looking at setting it up, because we had the mic. We had to figure out how we were going to set it up, what we were going to do. So initially, we were going to go into like a faceless podcast. We was going to try to remain anonymous, and we were thinking about having a spiritual approach to the podcast, because we're all connected. We all share the same faith. Mm-hmm. And so we were going to make that an approach to the podcast. So take us there, Kat.
So first, I just want to mention that the struggle was real, trying to figure out how we flow together. Well, not how much, how we flow together. How we flow together is very organic. But the tools and finding out what we needed and all those things, like all the things that we actually needed to record, that was a little bit of a struggle, but it all worked out. We decided not to go with the side of it, of the conversation, only because once you get to know us, you'll probably understand more about us and want to know more, and then we can maybe talk about it once or twice in a couple of episodes. But just to keep it simple, we all are in the same faith, we're actually in the same congregation together. And
so what is our plans? We kind of summarize on this, but the goal that we had for the viewers, what were we, it's a certain particular group of people that we were trying to attract, and then we had to kind of beeline with that just a bit.
Well, I always felt like we were trying to I believe that there's other groups of women that sit around and have dinner and have these same conversations, and when they listen to it, they're going to be able to relate. They're going to agree with some of the things we say, and they're not going to agree with some of the things we say.
Yeah, that's the thing about us is we come from, obviously we just went over ages, you know. Mm-hmm. There's 20-something year gap between the youngest and the oldest. Mm-hmm. So it's generations, different generations, different experiences. Some are parents, I'm not, things like that. So, just different experiences.
For example, myself personally, I have a husband and a little boy, and he's 5, so my experience will be a lot different from my sister-in-law, Erica, who was just speaking, because she doesn't have any children, but she has been, you know, married. Mm-hmm. So very, very diverse group, and I think that also adds to the layers of who we are. Mm-hmm. And just the layers of the group.
And while we kind of introduce them, do we want to go around and introduce ourselves and be a little detailed?
Yes. I feel like we need to do that, because I was going to piggyback off of something that she was saying about the issues that we had initially. Mm-hmm. So go ahead, you can start.
Okay. So I'm Karen. I'm 58 as of yesterday. I have 2 adult children and 5 grandchildren, the 2 eldest I raised. And they're grown now. Well, they're adults. I didn't say they're grown. And I'll pass it on to you, Kim.
So, I have 2 adult boys. I have the princess that's in the house. I have 2 adult boys. I have the princess that's in the house. And I have 2 grandchildren. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I went over.
And I'm Erica. I'm 30 years old. And I'm the one that have no kids. No kids at all.
But she's the best auntie.
Yeah, my
best auntie.
Auntie
ever. Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot to say I'll be 49 this summer. So I found it interesting that you went into the introduction of who we are, because that was one thing that we were struggling with putting the podcast together. That was the issue that we were having, because initially we were going to be anonymous. Mm-hmm. So we were going to refer to each other as shades of colors. Mm-hmm. You know, we were going through like, oh, well, this person will be Neon
or Everest,
and we would be Everest, and we were picking up these hues of green that we were going to call each other, because we were trying to be anonymous. But we were struggling with that. And it was kind of like, not to say a conflict, but how this could work. And that's why we kept pausing recording, because it was a go, then it wasn't a go. Then we were going to do it collectively, then it was going to go solo. Like, it was a lot going on trying to pull it together. And even with Karen, Karen didn't have a reservation. It was just like, show me what we're doing.
Right.
Like, let me know. Because we're at a different phase with technology. Mm-hmm. So just show me what we want to do. And then I found something funny. Kai was showing us like anonymous podcasters. Remember you showed us? She was like, oh, this guy wears a mask. She's like, oh, this guy wears a mask. He had like 2.2 million views. Like, he had a lot. So he could be anonymous. And then we tackle with that. But we just decided that we're going to go for this. We're going to just give you our authentic self to the best of our ability. You may not, as Karen mentioned, you may not agree with everything that we have to say, but we just want to bond and connect with you guys, and that's the goal that we're going for. So I'm feeling really optimistic about the podcast. Yeah. Like, I'm excited. Yeah. We've been recording and batching episodes.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to give you guys a preview of a couple of episodes in the beginning. Once, by the time you're hearing this, go ahead and press play, because the next episode will be available. And you'll, just to give you a little synopsis of the dynamics of our relationship. But Erica, how are you feeling about the podcast?
I'm feeling good. Confident. And I feel like we said, we just flow. Mm-hmm. It just flows really well. Different perspectives and everything. But it flows really well.
And nobody gets mad. Mm-hmm. That's the part I really like, because everybody has the right to think what they think. Mm-hmm. And nobody makes anybody feel a certain way because they don't agree with. And in this world we currently live in, that's deep. To be able to have four people in the same room and not necessarily agree and not have it turn into something ugly.
I think that's why I was so persistent about us doing the podcast, because that night that we were having a conversation, we just connected. And I could see the vision then. It was just so easy, just the way we're flowing. Even to have the conversation with Erica, not knowing her, and I'm jumping in your circle, but it was just flowing and it was fun. I was definitely pushing it to like, let's do it, because we have this dope bond. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say it's just our circle, you know, because this to me feels like family, though I'm like blood related and through marriage, but we share the same faith, so this is family here.
So with that being said, stay tuned, enjoy getting to know us, and this is Layers to Love.
Bye.
Yay. Hey you, thanks for tuning in to the podcast. If you've been inspired by today's episode and want to hear more, be sure to subscribe to Layers to Love on your favorite podcast platform. Since we are in the early stages of Layers to Love, we would appreciate it if you would share the podcast with your friends and family. Just simply click the episode and send it, which can help us reach more listeners and build a supportive community. Until the next episode, take care.